This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice and 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Boy, you know, isolation is boring. The most exciting thing that's happened to me is this, I'm getting spammed. I'm getting the hell spammed out of me right now. Although, the last one I got was at 7:41. So, but they're so polite. Hi, you must confirm your account information. It has my credit card logo at the top, and it says,
oh, nice.
Hi, it says, hi, dear. Let me read you this message. I don't know why, most people probably click on this. I don't know what's giving it away to me, but hi, dear. Due the new upgrade in our server, your account will be closed. If you want to continue using our service, simply click on the web address below. If you didn't want this, you can safely disregard this email. It's nice. Shows me where I can recover my password. That's great.
Wow.
You forgot your email or password? Recover them here. All right. So 189 is where I'm topped out at. Can I delete them now? I haven't gotten one in over 20 minutes, almost half an hour. Maybe it's
over.
Yeah,
you can delete them. I delete everything. In fact, if I had your phone and your computer, I'd probably delete everything on everything because you are the sloppiest person. I can't even look at your phone. It gives me the hives.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, how many?
I wind up figuring it out.
Yeah, you do. But you've got three entries for hot ass Danielle in your phone and under contacts.
Well,
who leaves that and just says,
doubling up?
I know which one. It's fine. Just
it doesn't matter.
That
it just
up.
Goes to the one. I just search for the thread and then boom, there
All
it
right.
is.
Well,
it's fine.
Then, so there you go.
Right. But emails, I'm really good about. Like, I try to keep my email box empty. That's the one thing. And now it's like, there's just so many. I'm like, I'm actually itchy. I just want to start deleting. They're so sweet, though. Hi, dear. All right. Let's see here. I know I have a sponsor. Scott Capurro. Check him out on his Instagram Live. He's on tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning here. And then he's on every night at 8 o'clock. He does 10 minutes of comedy from his living room. And then on Saturdays, he does a full show, full half-hour program. And he asks for tips and everything. But he puts together a whole, a week's worth of comedy. And if you love Scott, follow him on Instagram at Scott Capurro and watch his nightly show. Greetings from Bali, Sarah. I hope you guys are well. This is a couple things from Michael Franti. Tonight, he is dropping the video for a song called I'm On Your Side, which I'm going to assume they shot in Bali on their cameras.
Yes, they did.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Great.
All right.
Well, that's where they've been. And then tomorrow, he is taking his movie, Stay Human, and he's doing a free screening of it on YouTube. This is at 2 p.m. our time. So if you are a fan of Michael Franti, even if you're not, look, if you just want to be happy, Michael Franti will make you happy. So he's going to stream the movie, Stay Human, on YouTube at 2 p.m. Eastern time. 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. And he's going to answer questions in the comment section as the film plays. So if you're interested in eating up a couple hours tomorrow and feeling good afterward, Stay Human will be available to you at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Bryn, did you grab the Billy Joe Armstrong cover? The Wonders had a song called That Thing You Do as part of the movie that came out. Like, I think that came out when we were still in Philly, Vin, like 96 maybe.
The Wonders, is that Tom, your boy, Tommy Scott?
It is. It's Tom Scott. He was the drummer, I think, in this fake band. But Adam Schlesinger of Fountains of Wayne wrote that song and, you know, as part of the soundtrack for this movie, which I think it was called That Thing You Do. Mm-hmm. And Billy Joe Armstrong is doing this No Fun Mondays quarantine series. And he has done a cover of That Thing You Do. Oh, it sounds exactly like it. Oh, it sounds great. So there you go. He's actually got quite a few covers out if you follow him on Instagram. Yesterday he did this Instagram Live that was, it was so funny. I guess they were doing some kind of reunion, like a Zoom reunion for the, what's the name of the play that he did? American Idiot.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was on Broadway. So the Broadway actors were all getting together just to like, yay, 11 years of American Idiot. And he goes, oh, I was supposed to be on that Zoom call, but I overslept. So I just wanted to apologize to all of them and, you know, go through some of the memories. I was like, he's such a rock. His hair's all messed up and he's in his studio, which, of course, John and I are like peering behind him trying to see what his home studio looks like. It's amazing.
I'll tell you something. I've done the same thing at your home studio, and I don't know where you got. I don't know who had all the idea. Like when you showed your screen that you're looking at now and you've got everything set up.
Yeah.
I thought, how did she know to do that? How do you know what to do?
Well, John knows what to do, so he figured it all out. Like, the reason we have the big TV up here above the control boards and everything is so that when we have jams, we can put the lyrics up for songs, because I need that.
Right,
but you
thought of everything. It's really impressive.
Well, I'll tell him that you said so. Yeah, it is going to be, I mean, I'm super excited about it, like... And our first jam is going to be, our first like real one is going to be on May 2nd. When we do that, we're doing a benefit show with Corey Rosen, which I'll
tape
it.
Right around the corner.
I know. It's next weekend, maybe?
May 2nd is not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Yeah. I'm excited. So, and we got legit Tommy and his bass player, this guy Dwayne, who's amazing. And they're going to come over and we're all going to wear a mask. I mean, I guess I won't wear a mask because I'll be singing.
Who is Dwayne?
Dwayne?
Who is Dwayne?
Well, I don't know who Dwayne is, but Dwayne is this bass player that plays with Tommy's band, and he's, you know, he's at that level.
Oh, is he the guy that plays at the venue around the corner from you guys when he does those regular shows, or?
Oh, he's Tommy's bass player, yeah. He's the guy. He's not the guy on that, what's it called, WIC or something?
I don't remember, but that is, you're right, that's different. The trio.
W-I-M?
Is a,
yeah, right. That trio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, WIM. So he's not in that trio, but he's the regular, you know, he's the regular guy. Whenever I've played with Tommy, Dwayne's there. So I know Dwayne, and we've had a few at Tommy's wedding last year. Me and the guitar player and whose name I can't think of right now, and Dwayne all just sat together drinking, like waiting for the marriage to take place. We all knew it was happening. Everyone knew it was happening, but they waited until 10 o'clock anyway. But it was fun. It was a great time. So I'm actually looking forward to using the studio, because like the minute it was done, we all went into quarantine.
Well, you're using it now. What are you talking about?
I know, but this is what I want to use it for. I want to use it for rocking the F out.
All right.
All right. Speaking of rocking out, REO Speedwagon.
Yes.
Season 3, Ozark. There's a little cameo from REO Speedwagon.
REO, just if I could jump in, because I'm curious what you're about to tell us. REO was very famous in the 80s.
Yeah, huge in the 80s.
But for example, when we were watching the show, Ozark, I'm sitting there with someone who's 9 years younger than me, and she's got nothing.
Yeah.
Now, well, she likes different music than me. Her and Bryn have similar music taste. They like the R&B.
The good stuff, yeah.
Right. Mm. Uh-huh. But I was surprised she had no idea, because they were such a staple on MTV when we were young.
Yeah, but... for sure. And they had massive hits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, they have four or five songs that you hear and you go, oh, yeah, that song.
Right. So I was surprised that she didn't know, but I was also surprised that they got any kind of run, because I thought that I didn't know they. What are they doing now? The fair circuit.
Yeah, I think so. Didn't they do a tour last summer? I want to say we heard about like them and like a couple other sort of, you know, light rock bands. So REO's lead singer is Kevin Cronin, and he's a white haired dude now. Like, he's old white haired dude.
Old.
Well, he's 68 years old. You know, he's pretty right. old. So, you know, when I was in high school, like REO was big. And that was, when did I graduate? 84? Jesus, so long ago. It's going to be 40 years.
What would you say is their biggest hit?
Probably the one they did on, no, not this one. What? Heard it from a friend who, heard it from a friend who.
What's the name of that song?
What is the name of that song? The only one I remember.
Take It on the Run.
Take It on the Run. The only song title I remember is Riding the Storm Out.
Riding the Storm Out? Oh, yeah. I guess that is one of their songs.
Isn't it?
Yeah, this is the... I think this is the big one. But they had other, you know, tons yes. of big ones. Out there every weekend. So, the thing about them being on Ozark is, you know, it basically... They're trying to throw a convention for these dentists to get their business, like, mm-hmm. do it here at our casino. And the guy's all like, if you can lock down REO Speedwagon, you're going to have a whole lot of dentists on your boat. So, which I thought, oh, how funny they come up with that. But you don't expect, just because they're asking for REO Speedwagon, you don't expect REO Speedwagon to actually show up on the show, but they do.
Well, and it also, it's a bad look for dentists, right? I mean, so dentists like lame music?
I guess so. I mean, is that what they're saying? Let's see. Keep On Loving You is another song of theirs.
Oh, right.
Keep On Loving You.
Yeah. So he basically said that his 23-year-old daughter and his 20-year-old twin sons said, "This show is awesome. You have to do it." So they were approached to do it. And he ran it by his kids. And they went, "Yeah, you need to do that. Do it." The funniest part of that is, like, Marty's trying to launder some money through the band. Like, hey, why don't you let me pay an extra $100,000 for this, that? And he goes, well, I'm going to have to run that by Kevin Cronin, you know, the singer. He goes, hey, this guy wants to launder some money through the band. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. 100 grand. And Kevin's like, yeah, damn it.
Yeah, that's, you can't get much past a guy who's been working in the music business his whole life, right?
Right, exactly. All right, next story here. Is this a story, Bryn? We were, I read the headline, Queen and Adam Lambert are tweaking We Are the Champions in quarantine. Is this worth our time? Because I can just skip to the next thing.
Hey, you can skip to the next thing. I mean, it's not right. remarkable. It's fine.
No, we're going to skip. American Idol, they're starting their live rounds this Sunday. And they're not live. And they're going to be, people are pre-recording these things. All of the contestants are doing their thing from their own home. The contestants will record their performances the day before. Then Ryan Seacrest and the judges will watch those recordings together. I guess that's going to be live. So Ryan Seacrest and the judges, who are, is it Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan? Is it still the same judges
as far
from
as
last
I know,
time?
Yeah.
Because they're not listing their names here. So they'll watch the recordings together and then comment on them as a group. I guess the way we're doing now and sort of a setup the way we have it. And then the finale will be done the same way, except that the results will be live. They're doing it this way, obviously, because everyone is coming from a different location. And they said that so much depended on the internet, so there's a much higher chance of technical difficulties. There's also going to be more than one elimination per week, so it sounds like they're going to do a kind of a truncated season. The contestants, so they can't come to the big stage and sing, but they're sprucing up their own homes before America gets to see inside them. One guy built himself a little stage in his garage with all these backdrops and stuff, and it looks amazing, they say. So people are, you know, these contestants are not just having to sing well, but to actually figure out how they're going to dress up the stage.
It'd be a bummer if this is your one chance and your season's going to, you know, blink by because... of this stuff.
Right.
But this stuff in particular is ruining a lot of people's opportunities. So sorry, American Idol.
Yeah, too bad. Listen, you were done years ago. I mean, let's just, I say cancel. But that's just me. David Guetta. He's, what's his big song that we used to play on Alice
the
all the time?
With Usher, probably. Without You.
Oh, yeah. Without you. Without you. Without you. Oh, yeah.
This is David Guetta.
This is DJ David Guetta. Is that Usher singing?
Yes, that's correct.
He raised $700,000 with a rooftop show in Miami, although crowds started gathering on the sidewalk, so that was a problem. Police say they dispersed crowds violating physical distancing guidelines during David Guetta's coronavirus relief concert in Miami. They didn't make any arrests. They just said, get the F out of here. This was far below... he did this on a rooftop. They say, let's see. I guess, I'm sorry, this looks like it was his balcony from the Icon Brickell building. How tall is that building? And I don't know if he must be in the penthouse.
So this is where he lives.
It sounds like it.
Okay.
This happened Saturday. Florida has prohibited gatherings of more than 10 people during the pandemic. I mean, that's, you know.
Except they reopened their beaches in certain towns, so... The messages are mixed.
Yes,
at best.
To say the
they're
least.
In Florida.
So I guess that because he's on this balcony, there were all these other high rises around him, so people were watching it from their balconies, and I guess that's what he was, and maybe he was live streaming it or something. And it did. So let's see, 9 million views on Facebook, nearly 2 million on YouTube, and it raised $700,000.
Wow, that I beat know. Me. That beat my Ask Me Anything.
Amazing.
How he did it, I don't know, but great
job. I don't know either. You know, he's
those are incredible numbers.
Guilted people into putting up some cash. The money is going to go toward 4 organizations, including Feeding South Florida and the World Health Organization's Solidarity Response Fund. But that's what David Guetta was up to.
You know this song?
Oh, yeah. Titanium. This is David Guetta?
This is David Guetta, yes.
Far away. I love this tune. Turn it up. Oh, yeah. The bass just dropped. It's a dance party.
I don't.
Hey, coming up after the break, we're going to do the check-in with the Bay Clubs.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.